You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to a brand new day. Yes, it is Tuesday. It is the 17th of May, and you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Great to be with you on a Tuesday morning. As I say, great to be with you any morning. Right, let's see. What have we got relevant to the 17th of May? All to do with the world of entertainment, boys and girls. 1933, Jimmy Rogers began recording a series of 24 songs. But unfortunately, he died 9 days later at the age of 35. 1935, the death of Paul Dukas, French composer, teacher and a critic. He was best known, by the way, for his orchestral scherzo, The Sorcerer's Apprentice. Remember that one? 1939, the Columbia Lions and the Princeton Tigers, they play in the United States. First televised sporting event. It was a collegiate baseball game. And this took place in New York City.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
Ah!
There they go, yes. The Tartan Teens, Sensations from Edinburgh, the Bay City Rollers. And that was a 1975 international hit single for the Bay City Rollers, taken off of their album Rock and Roll Love Letter, and in the UK on their album Dedication. And the what they call Power Pop recording was issued in the US as the album's lead single in January of 76. Got to number 9 on the Hot 100 Billboard magazine chart. And Money Honey, it was the Bay City Rollers' second US top 10 hit. In fact, it reached number 7 on the Cashbox chart as well. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 7. And that is 7 after what? It's after 6. I tell you what, I don't know why I do it. There is a theme running through most of the music this morning. Just let me know when you twig on to what it is.
Call me a girl.
Oh, there we go, Mr. Tom Petty on this morning's Breakfast Show with Honeybee, the alternate version. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are just a few seconds away, after 12 minutes after the hour of 6. This is Lady Antebellum, American Honey.
She grew up on the side of the road where the church bells ring and strong love grows. She grew up good, she grew up slow, like American honey. Steady as a preacher, free as a weed, couldn't wait to get going. Wasn't quite ready to leave. So when I sing, pure and sweet American honey. There's a wild, wild whisper blowing in the wind, calling out my name like a long lost friend. Oh, I miss those days as the years go.
That's Lady Antebellum. What a lovely name. Sort of sounds rather British, doesn't it? Here comes Lady Antebellum. But that's American Honey, so she's probably not British at all, is she? Time on the Breakfast Show. We're 16 minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. Tell you what, it's just you, me and the music this morning. Going right through till 10 o'clock. Of course, we'll be checking in with Ingrid and Yasmin and finding something to do during the course of the morning. Plenty of great music, though, but right now, time in the shower to get you on your way, wherever it is that you're going on this Tuesday morning. This might help you along the way. Boogie, oogie, oogie. Yes, you can't beat a bit of boogie oogie oogie first thing in the morning, can you? Of course you can't. There we go. I tell you what, let's get you out of the shower and on your way. There you go. Oh gosh, you do smell better this morning. That's better. Boogie oogie oogie, and that was 1978. Yes, disco era time by the American band A Taste of Honey from their 1978 album of the same name, and released as their debut single in the summer of 1978, and became an extremely popular crossover sort of disco song, topped the American pop, soul and disco charts, and it became the first certified platinum single in the history of Capitol Records, for selling over 2 million copies. We knew how to make them in those days, you know. 20 and a half minutes after the hour of six.
Thank you.
Show with Jerry D.
First of those two came from ABBA, of course, and Honey Honey. Came off of their album, their second studio album, Waterloo. What a brilliant album that was. And it was after the success of the title track, Waterloo, the 1970 Eurovision Song Contest, by the way, that one. Right time on The Breakfast Show. We are 27 and a half minutes right now after the hour of 6 o'clock. That last one, R-E-N, and in Honey. And what we've got lined up for you, usual bits and pieces for you this morning. I'm going to take a look in just a couple of seconds' time at the local news headlines. We're going to be looking at more detail, 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. 7, we'll take a look at some of the international news for this morning. 7:30, some of the international business news. In between the two, the weather. There's not much point, really. Let me say a very good morning to Mary Lou and to Paul over there in the UK. Paul says, good morning, Jerry. And the gang from sunny London. Ah, as Mary Lou said, it's raining. In fact, it's been raining, I think, most of the night. So make the most of it, Paul. If it's sunny today, your summer will be over by tomorrow. You're listening to The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
And there we go, yes, half past the hour of 6 o'clock. Oh, if you prefer, well, we're just making our way to 29 minutes before 7, whichever one makes you feel better. Department of Epidemiology for yesterday from the Ministry of Health reported on Monday a death in the last 24 hours due to COVID-19. With the new death in the country, there is now a cumulative total of 8,206 deaths. Lethality percentage, 1%. According to the report, 1,799 new cases were detected in the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, those hospitalised total 176 in the wards and 32 in the intensive care units. On Monday, a total of 8,403 tests were carried out. This translates into a positivity of 21.4%. Still high. Which has been, well, that figure's been maintained, really, in the last week. The active cases, there are 24,129, of which 23,921 are in isolation and 208 are hospitalised. Of those who are in isolation, a total of 23,874 are in their residence and 47 in the so-called hospital hotels. Now, in order to face any type of variant of COVID-19 and protect themselves or yourselves from the severity of the virus, the National Head of Nursing of the Ministry of Health, this is Eusebia Calderón de Copati, reiterated on Monday the importance of the application of the doses. Now, Calderón de Copati explained that the doses against COVID-19 will be applied from the age of 12 to all immunosuppressed patients. She also recalled that this application will be voluntary for people over 50 years of age, mainly with chronic diseases. Now, in this sense, the entity recalled that the second booster, the fourth dose, will be applied to people who optionally want to receive it. Now, they do tell you that you need to have a four-month gap since your first booster. On the eighth day of the strike in Colón, different groups over there continued with the protests and road closures, demanding that the government respond to their demands. After nearly 8 hours of closure, there were clashes between crowd control agents and carriers who kept the road in this sector closed since the early hours of yesterday morning. The noon of yesterday, the organised groups that are on strike proceeded to close the streets to give access to the Cuatro Altos sector. There's a fair bit on that piece. They were basically complaining they want alternatives to the increase in fuel prices, repair of public works, and employment opportunities are among the demands of the organisation. The teachers, by the way, reiterated the call to the parents, don't send your students to the campuses, and carry out a walk from Calle 10 to Central Avenue, Calle 16, entrance of the city of Colón. Public transport service, by the way, on 9 routes remains paralysed, as of yesterday. Whether it'll carry on this morning, I'm not quite sure. And people have to walk to reach their different destinations. The Electoral Court reported on the afternoon of Monday that until 4 p.m. a total of 16,011 signatures had been collected in support of the revocation of the mandate of the Mayor of Panama, José Luis Fábrega. The collection of signatures began on Wednesday, the 20th of April, and the proponents of this initiative must collect a total of 198,920 signatures within a period of 120 days. I know there's a fair way to go, but to me, 16,000 and something doesn't sound very many. Not since April the 20th. 4 days before the outcome in a court in New York of one of the multiple chapters of the global corruption plot known as the Odebrecht case, once again there is, quote, international shame, unquote, in the air that Panama and its administration of justice have not yet been able to bring to trial those locally responsible for the diversion of billions of dollars destined for public infrastructure works. Now, it is starting at 4 p.m. on this Friday, 20th of May, that the American judge Raymond Deary will read the sentence of the brothers, Luis Enrique and Ricardo Alberto Martinelli Linares, who pleaded guilty to participating between August of 2009 and September of 2015. More information on that story. It's quite a long one. We've got a couple of sort of lengthy stories, a bit like we did yesterday. The momentum of the primary market has set a trend in trading. This is in the Latin American Stock Exchange in the first quarter of 2022. First time issuances totaled 1,223 million, an increase of 195 million or 19% when compared to the same period last year. Lucy Batista, general manager of Latin Clear, said that the growth in this segment is mainly explained by the trading of fund shares and negotiable commercial securities short-term titles. And I mentioned it's raining. Well, our last piece on the news today is from the National Civil Protection System, CINEPROC. They issued a warning of prevention due to the passage in the region of the first tropical wave of the season. According to the entity, the notice is valid until Friday, 19th of May, covers 9 provinces, 3 counties, mountainous and maritime sectors of the Panamanian Caribbean and Pacific. And they said that CINEPROC reported that tropical wave number 1 was located in Venezuela and was moving at 28 kilometers per hour. And, well, basically, I think it's arrived. Let me just do my check. Yep, cloudy. And still raining out there this morning. So there we are. Look out. Be careful if you're going out into the bad weather.
Kiss me, honey, honey, kiss.
There we go. That is what they call the Restless Soul Remix there. That's Dame Shirley Bassey. Kiss me, honey, honey, kiss me. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are 19 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. Shania Twain and Honey, I'm Home. I don't know if you've noticed yet, but I'm just sort of having a little game with myself this morning, as I do. I've got Yasmin here, so I'm not on my own anymore. So far, every song this morning, and I'm going to see how long I can keep it up for, but every song so far this morning has got something to do with honey. You see, what do we have? We've had Honey Bee from Tom Petty, Boogie Oogie Oogie from A Taste of Honey, Honey from, no, we haven't done that one yet, Honey Honey from ABBA, Honey I'm Home, Shania Twain, and we've still got more to come on there. We've got Bay City Rollers with Money Honey, Lady Antebellum with American Honey, we've got Kiss Me Honey Honey there from Shirley Bassey, Me in Honey from REM, and so it goes on. I can't let Maggie go. This comes from Honey Bus.
She makes me laugh, she makes me cry.
Make it go from Honey Bus. I tell you what, here's another one.
A taste of honey, tasting much sweeter than wine. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do. I dream on your first kiss, and then I feel upon my lips again a taste of honey.
A taste of honey.
The Beatles rendition of A Taste of Honey. Little question for you. How many records did the Beatles make with the word honey in the title? All right, so there's one of them. And, well, yes, for some strange reason, I don't know really, it's all stemmed really. Yesterday I played a record, one of my favourites, natural fact, which is Honey, from Bobby Gosra. And when I was sorting my music out yesterday, oh, let me just see how many pieces of music I got with the word honey in the title. So I don't know how long this is going to go on for. I don't know why I did it. We have an expression, making a rod for your own back. Oh, by the way, that goes back to the days of flogging. Time on the Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, it is 8:30 before the hour of 7 o'clock. Top of the hour, going to take a look at some of the international news for this morning. I'll just take a look here at the internet and some of the tech stories for this morning. There's one here about Netflix. It says Netflix could keep some movies in theatres. longer before making them available to stream. This is according to Bloomsburg. It says Netflix is considering releasing some movies, like the Knives Out sequel, in theatres this year with a 45-day window. Isn't that betraying why we sort of pay for Netflix, really? I mean, they make some great movies. forgot that it's Mariah Carey. Simple name. She's called Honey. What's this one got to do with honey? Sea of Love is what it's called, and it's made by the Honey Dippers.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Time on this morning's Breakfast Show is 1 minute after the hour of 7 o'clock. Let's take a look at some of the international news for this Tuesday morning. Ukraine's military said on Tuesday that it aimed to evacuate its remaining soldiers from their last stronghold in Mariupol as fighters that have held out for 82 days began to surrender, heralding the end of Europe's bloodiest battle in decades. Reuters saw buses leave the huge Azovstal steelworks overnight, and five of them arrive in the Russian-held town of Novoazovsk, in one marked with the Latin letter Z that has become the symbol of Russia's assault. Wounded men were lying on stretchers, three bunks high. One man was wheeled out, his head tightly wrapped with thick bandages. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said on Tuesday that Finland and Sweden joining NATO would probably make not much difference, as the two countries had long participated in the alliance's military drills. Finland and Sweden, as well as other neutral countries, have been participating in NATO military exercises for many years, Lavrov has said. And Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan said on Monday that Swedish and Finnish delegations should not bother coming to Ankara to convince it to approve their NATO bid. Sweden's government has formally decided to apply for NATO membership, Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson said on Monday. A day after Finnish President Sauli Niinisto confirmed that Helsinki will also apply for membership. Turkey surprised its NATO allies last week by saying it would not view their applications positively, mainly citing their history of hosting members of groups that Ankara deems terrorists. Iran-backed Hezbollah and its allies have lost their majority in Lebanon's parliament in a general election. A Reuters tally of final results that showed on Tuesday a major blow to the heavily armed group, reflecting anger with Lebanon's ruling elite. The Shiite Muslim movement and factions that support its possession of arms won around 62 of parliament's 128 seats in Sunday's election, a reversal of the 2018 result when they secured a majority of 71. In the first election since Lebanon's devastating economic collapse and the Beirut port explosion of 2020, reform-minded political newcomers won 12 seats. An unexpectedly strong breakthrough into the system long dominated by the same groups. Plans by COVID-hit Chinese cities to exit or avoid lockdown are more fraught and uncertain than ever as the pursuit of zero cases grows more prolonged, taxing and complex, with the highly infectious Omicron variant demanding quicker and tougher steps. The lockdowns have led the World Health Organization chief to describe China's zero COVID goal as unsustainable, but China says its approach will protect lives of its people and economy in the longer run. Shanghai achieved its long-awaited milestone of three consecutive days with no new COVID-19 cases outside of quarantine zones on Tuesday, but most residents will have to put up with confinement for a while longer before resuming more normal life. For other cities in China that have been under lockdown, 3 days with no cases in the community usually means zero COVID status and the beginning of the lifting of restrictions. And Japan said on Tuesday that it would start conducting test tourism in the form of limited package tours in May as a way of gathering information prior to a full reopening of the country to tourism. Though tourism was a major pillar of Japan's economy, tourists have not been permitted to enter since it adopted strict border controls in 2020 at the start of the coronavirus pandemic. And North Korea has mobilized its military to distribute COVID medications and deployed more than 10,000 health workers to help trace potential patients as it fights a sweeping coronavirus wave, state media outlet KCNA said on Tuesday. The isolated country is grappling with its first acknowledged COVID-19 outbreak, which it confirmed last week, fueling concerns over a major crisis due to the lack of vaccines and adequate medical infrastructure. That's it. That's some of the international news headlines for this morning. And we're going to be looking at some of the business news at the bottom of the hour at 7:30 in between now and then. The weather. It's still very miserable out there this morning. Can't see if it's actually raining or not at the moment. If you're looking at the time, 6 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. There's a good one for your breakfast menu this morning. There's Roxette. What's it called? It's called Milk and Toast and Honey. We're still managing to get a few honey songs in this morning. Don't know how long that's going to last. This is Diana Ross. Honey Boy.
His game. 3 in a row on The Breakfast Show.
Have I the right to hold you? You know I've always told you that we must never, ever part. Oh, have I the right to kiss you? You know I'll always miss you. I've loved you from the very start. Come right back, I just can't bear it. I rush above and I love to share it. Come right back, I'll show my love is strong. Oh yeah. Have I the right to touch you? If I could, you'd see how much you send those shivers running down my spine.
Started off with Honey Boy from Diana Ross, and followed on, that was The Four Tops, and that one, yes, that has got in the title, because it's in brackets, it's Four Tops and Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch, and that last one, Have I the Right, it's from a band, The Honeycombs, and by the way, something special about The Honeycombs, I don't know if you know what it is. They're an English beat group. They were founded back in 1963 in North London, best known for their chart-topping 1964 hit, The Million Selling, the one we just played, Have I the Right. The band featured Honey Lantry on drums, one of the few female drummers in bands at that time. They never were able to replicate their success of one-hit wonders, really. Right, what are we going to do now? Take a look at the weather. Can tell you, looking out the studio window, it is miserable. Looking at the map as well this morning, that doesn't sort of bring a little smile to our face. Anyway, let's take a look and see what's happening. We have got Costa Rica over in Colón. That's where we start. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, with 23 being the minimum. You would have thought with all this cloud and rain, it would keep us cool. Thermal sensation over there. 38 degrees Celsius, 95% relative humidity. It's almost like being in a swimming pool. Cloudy during the course of this morning. Few showers in the afternoon and a few showers tonight as well. Moving over to West Panama on this side of the isthmus, 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature. 22 degrees, the minimum. 38 degrees Celsius, that's the thermal sensation. Same as over there in Costa Rica, 93%. Is the relative humidity. Cloudy this morning, few showers in the afternoon, and tonight, few showers continuing. Moving along the coast to us here in the metropolitan area. temperature-wise, etc., not much difference. 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 26, the minimum, 38 degrees. Thermal sensation, 93% relative humidity. Few showers this morning, can certainly vouch for that. I wouldn't say showers. It was raining virtually all night, I think. Few showers in the afternoon, and guess what? Few showers tonight as well. Gonna need your paraguas today, definitely. Let's move out into the Gulf and have a little look, because they're normally higher than anybody else. In fact, they're not too bad. 30 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, 26, the minimum, 37, the thermal sensation, and their relative humidity, the same as over there in Cologne, if I remember rightly, 95%. Stormy rains during the course of this morning, this afternoon, and tonight. They're going to have a few showers. Moving on to maritime conditions for today. Let's start with the tides, starting on the Pacific. We've got high tide, the first one, that was at 4.23 this morning, 5.03 metres. Low tide will be at 10.34, minus 0.06 of a metre. High tide again, 4.37 in the afternoon, 5.3 metres. Low tide, the last one, just after 11 o'clock tonight, 11.02, minus 0.46 of a metre. Looking at the Caribbean, what do we got for you? Oh, we're back to one up and one down. High tide was at 12.54 this morning, just before 1 o'clock in the morning. That was 0.4 of a metre. We've got low tide, that's going to be at 9.25 this morning. That's going to be minus 0.15 of a metre. And that's it. Nothing else. The sea's not going to do anything over there for the rest of the day. Now, let's take a look at sea conditions. That's important if you're thinking of going out on a boat today. Not the best day, I would have thought. We've got good conditions for this morning over there on the Caribbean coast. We've got 5 to 15 kilometre an hour winds coming from the southwest this morning. Waves, they are just at 2 feet. Alright, that's for this morning. Let's take a look and see what's happening in the afternoon. Still got good conditions on the Caribbean side for today. 5 to 20 kilometres an hour coming from the west and waves at 2 feet. Okay, now, let's come back and look at the Pacific. Good conditions for this morning. Light winds, 10 to 20 kilometres an hour coming from the west-northwest with waves at 1 feet. And in the afternoon, good conditions, they are continuing, 15 to 25 kilometres an hour, winds picking up very, very slightly up to 25 kilometres an hour, west-northwesterly direction, waves, well, they're at 1 foot.
See the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. I laughed at her and she got mad, the first day that she planted it was just a twig. Then the first snow came and she ran up to brush the snow away so it wouldn't die. Came running in, all excited, slipped and almost hurt herself, and I laughed till I cried. She was always young at heart, kinda dumb and kinda smart, and I loved her so. And I surprised her with a puppy, kept me up all Christmas Eve, 2 years ago. And it would sure embarrass her when I came in from working late, 'cause I would know that she'd been sitting there and crying over some sad and silly late, late show. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you if only I could. She wrecked the car and she was sad and so afraid that I'd be mad. But what the heck? Though I pretended hard to be, guess you could say she saw through me and hugged my neck. I came home unexpectedly and caught her crying needlessly in the middle of the day. And it was in the early spring when flowers bloom and robins sing, she went away. And honey, I miss you, and I'm being good, and I'd love to be with you, if only I could. One day while I was not at home, while she was there and all alone, the angels came. Now all I have is memories of honey, and I wake up nights and call her name. Now my life's an empty stage where honey lived and honey played and love grew up. And a small cloud passes overhead and cries down on the flower bed that honey loved. And see the tree, how big it's grown, but friend, it hasn't been too long, it wasn't big. And I laughed at her and she got mad, the first day that she planted it was just...
Don't know if you remember, we played that one yesterday, and this is how it all started. We went with the cellular on this morning. I was sort of looking at some music to play today and thought that was still on the page of honey. I thought, let me see how many honey songs I can find for this morning that have got some sort of connection either with the sort of the title or the artist or something. So there we go. That was Bobby Goldsmith. That's how it started yesterday with Honey. And that goes back. I remember that one so well because I remember playing that Fawcett Radio Charger in 1968. And it was written by Bobby Russell, by the way. And he first produced it as well, together with former Kingston Trio member Bob Shane, who was the first to release the song. It was then given to Bobby Goldsboro, who recorded it for his 1968 album of the same name. Originally, by the way, it was titled Pledge of Love. Goldsboro's version was a big hit, though, reached number one in several countries. The narrator is mourning his deceased wife, and the song begins with him looking at a tree in their garden. So there we go. This is also called Honey. The Gentleman's Dub Club. It's called Honey and it features Holly Cook. After this, we'll take a look at the international business news, see what's happening in the world of business. there we go. Gentleman's Dub Club and Honey, featuring Holly Cole on that one. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And let us take a look at some of the international business news for this morning. If you just joined us, a very good morning to you. It is the 17th of May. We're whipping through this month, aren't we? And it is Tuesday, just in case. Global shares recovered on Tuesday on optimism about an easing of China's crackdowns on tech and COVID-19. But concerns about rising prices and slowing growth worldwide set a nervy tone elsewhere in the markets. European shares followed up a positive start in Asia, with the stocks index of Europe's 600 biggest stocks up 1.7%, and US stock futures, S&P 500, E-minis, suggesting Wall Street would follow suit. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan gained 2.5%, but the index is still down 16.8% so far this year. There was a good session in Asia, and taking the S&P 500 as a guide, the US looks set to be up around 1%. But looking ahead, markets remain fixated on inflation and rate hikes, said Philip Shaw, chief economist at Investec in London. Headlines are focused on higher inflation pressures, either directly stemming from the Ukraine conflict or supply chain shortages, partly coming out of the lockdowns in China, he said. Eurozone economic growth was stronger than previously expected in the first quarter. Revised data showed on Tuesday, and employment rose too, showing the Eurozone expanded in the solid pace seen at the end of 2021, despite the war in Ukraine. The European Union Statistics Office Eurostat said that the gross domestic product, the GDP, of the 19 countries sharing the euro rose 0.3% quarter on quarter in the January-March period for a 5.1% year-on-year growth. Oil hit its highest in 7 weeks on Tuesday, supported by the European Union's ongoing push for a ban on Russian oil imports that would tighten supply, and as investors focused on higher demand from an easing of China's COVID-19 lockdowns. EU foreign ministers failed on Monday in their effort to pressure Hungary to lift its veto on the proposed oil embargo, but some diplomats now point to a May the 31st summit as the moment for agreement on a phased ban on Russian oil. Brent crude rose as high as $115.50, its highest since March the 28th, and by 10:24 GMT was up $1.16, or 1%, to $115.40. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude gained 78 cents, or 0.7%, to $114.98. The Russian ruble weakened on Tuesday, stepping away from near five-year highs against the euro. This was after the central bank eased some capital controls that were the main driver of its strength in the past few weeks. The ruble has become the world's best-performing currency this year. Well, this is despite a full-scale economic crisis, although this is because of artificial support from controls that Russia imposed to shield its financial sector in late February after it sent tens of thousands of troops into Ukraine. At 7:41 GMT, the ruble was at 0.7% weaker at 63.89 against the dollar, moving away from the 62.6250 level reached on Friday, its strongest since February of 2020. Against the euro, the ruble fell 1.1% to 66.5, hovering near its strongest level since mid-2017 of 64.9425, that it touched last week. Elon Musk said on Tuesday his $44 billion offer would not move forward until Twitter Inc. shows proof that spam bots account for less than 5% of its total users, hours after suggesting that he could seek a lower price for the company. My offer was based on Twitter's SEC filings being accurate, Well, yesterday, Twitter CEO publicly refused to show proof of the more than 5% spam accounts. This deal cannot move forward until he does, Musk said in a tweet. Indonesia, the world's biggest palm oil exporter, has since April the 28th halted shipments of its edible oil in a bid to flood the domestic market with suppliers to control the soaring prices of cooking oil. Despite these tough policies that have rattled edible oil markets and cost hundreds of millions of dollars in lost revenue, the price of cooking oil, on a staple, of course, for Indonesian families, has not come down, hitting the approval rating of President Joko Widodo. McDonald Corporation on Monday became one of the biggest global brands to exit Russia, laying out plans to sell all its restaurants after operating in the country for more than 30 years following the invasion of Ukraine. The world's largest burger chain, which owns about 84% of its nearly 850 restaurants in Russia, will take a related non-cash charge of up to $1.4 billion following its sale. McDonald's had in March decided to close its restaurants in the country, including the iconic Pushkin Square location in central Moscow, a symbol of flourishing American capitalism in the dying embers of the Soviet Union. That's it. There we go. Business news for this Tuesday morning for you. And I tell you what then, let's get back to some honey. Some more honey music going up to 8 o'clock. So Juliet and the Licks and Sticky Honey. I think we'll play Honey up until 8 o'clock and then we'll mix things up a bit later on the program. We played A Taste of Honey from the Beatles earlier on. Here's the second one.
She was a working girl north of England way.
Now she's hit the big time
in the USA, and if she could only hear me, this is what I'd say. Honey pie, you are making me crazy. I'm in love but I'm lazy. position is tragic. Come and show me the magic of your Hollywood song. You became a legend of the silver screen. To be where you belong. Honey pie, come back to me.
Yeah. I like that.
Ooh. I like this kind of hot kind of music. Hot kind of music. Play it to me. Play it to me, Hollywood blues.
There we go, the Beatles and Honey Pie. And by the way, there was another one which came off of their Beatles for Sale album in 1964.
Well, how come you say you will when you won't? Say you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is love real? But I'm home. Well, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Well, I love you, baby, and you ought to know. I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is so doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. But well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Rock on, George, one time for me. Stepping around, but well, honey, don't. I said, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. I'll rock on George Baringo one time.
As I say, coming off of the Beatles for Sale album, which was released back in 1964, back October 64. And on this day, by the way, in 1964, which has got absolutely nothing to do with honey, it was Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan made his first major London appearance at the Albert Hall on this day, 17th of May, back in 1964. This is Alison Moyet. Honey for the Bees. plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on The Breakfast Show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here. Don't touch that
thinking about us, and you know I ain't good at this stuff, but these feelings piling up won't give me no rest. This might come out a little crazy, a little sideways, yeah, maybe. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'll do my best.
You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day, came out a little country, but every word was right on the money, and I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, cause I ain't done, there's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously,
you'll be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi. We had this talk, nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms. I could have said I love you, could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from the heart.
You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day, I'll be your shade.
There we go, Mr. Shake Belton. Blake Shelton there, and Honey Bee. He wants to be your honey bee. I tell you what, I'm going to put one more in, take us to the top of the hour, then we're going to be back. We've got a few more honey songs we can put in the rest of the program, but that's mainly it. 2 hours, I think, of honey music is enough. But I tell you what, this is my last one, and what I want you to tell me why this one would be included. Take us up to the top of the hour for the news. It's Radiohead. One of my favourite songs from the 1980s. Creep.
Beautiful.
fucking special, but I'm a creep.
Take us up towards the top of the hour past our last official song, Honey Song. Got a few more we can put in during the course of the morning. Why that one, you might well ask. Radiohead and Creep. By the way, it was late 80s, it was 1992 when that came out. This was a few years for me, doesn't mean anything. The reason it was included, it is from their album, which was called, Pablo, Honey.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. WhatsApp them at 6431-0419. Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
We're back with The Breakfast Show.
there we go. Don't call me baby. Call me Jerry. 19 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. My good lady, my good wife, my lovely Christina was just telling me just today is the Dia de Contadora. Yep, because she's one. And so for all of you out there, you Contadoras, wishing you an absolutely wonderful day, I got two in a row for you. Starting with this one. From Pink Floyd. Day of Contadoras. Make sure your boss is taking out to lunch today. Your job's very important. The OJ's there, and For the Love of Money. Before that, as I mentioned, it was Pink Floyd and Money. I tell you, we're going to take one more piece of music, and after that, I think we'll see if we can check in with our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid, for our everyday story of country folk. I wonder how they've been doing with the weather. They had a lot of rain. Let me say good morning to Ashdy. He dropped me a little line much earlier on this morning and asked if we could play a piece of music for him this morning. It's this one.
If the love is true, oh babe, Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? What a lazy, dark, rainy morning. Ugh, the best kind of sleeping weather you can have. It's about 73 degrees out, and it's still a wee bit dark. It's dark because it's rainy. But look at that glorious field of grass. Oh, yeah, it's a shame I'm going to have to dig some of that up for my raised vegetable beds. But what a beautiful, oh, the color. It's just getting more intense the more it rains. Where there wasn't grass, there is, and then my flowers. Well, the report now is on these four little new kittens who are in the patio. They're going to be 2 months old, right around May 20th, so in about, a couple of days. And they are now big enough, and they are starting to eat little bits of food. I got to find out how soon Spay Panama is coming, because I got to get them fixed. I don't want any more. We have a herd, as it is. I have a feeling people know us around here as the cat ladies, and that they drop off their unwanteds here. And that, while that's a sad thing, they are taken care of, and they're loved, and they've been spayed. Yep, and Clarence is very happy to have all his blue little friends to play with. But right now, he can't go outside. He's been coming more of a good cat since we've been letting him play outside with the other kitty cats. He does have a little trouble climbing trees, though. Well, can't win them all, but he's trying. Oh, I can't wait for a cup of coffee in this weather. It's going to be deliciously warm. Ooh, and you're going to warm me up, and it's dark, and I'm going to listen to Jerry and just kind of go, until I have to go to work. Well, you all keep safe, and if you're driving in this rain, be extra careful, because if the road's been dry for a while and it's rained and it gets slickery, you don't want a slickery slidey and fall off the road. All right, you guys be safe. I'm going to get some coffee. Back to you in the studio.
I'm
girl.
Uh-huh.
And have we got news for you.
You better listen.
Get ready for your lonely girl. And leave those umbrellas at home.
All right.
Started off those two with the Dramatics and In the Rain, and following on there, of course, it is the Weather Girls and It's Raining Men. Time on the Breakfast Show, keep your eye on the time. We are 13 minutes away from the hour of 9 o'clock, and you're listening to the Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We're on 89.3. Cool FM, of course, the smoothest place on your radio dial. Just looking at some of the other things relevant to today in the world of entertainment. We mentioned earlier on in the show this morning, in 1964, Bob Dylan made his first major London appearance at the Albert Hall. And in 1967, Don't Look Back, it was a documentary on Bob Dylan's British tour, which premiered in San Francisco in California. 1971, the musical Godspell opened in New York City and ran for 2,124 performances. 1975, NBC TV, they bought the rights to the show Gone with the Wind. And the one-time rights cost NBC $5 million. 1975, a lot of money. 1975, also on this day, Mick Jagger, Rolling Stones, put his hand through a window at Gorman's Restaurant on Long Island. The thing to do. And in 1975, Elton John's Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy album was released. It was the first album, by the way, to be certified a million seller on its first day of release. And in 1978, The Coffin, which contained the body of Charlie Chaplin, which had been missing since his grave was pillaged, and that was nearly 2 months before, and they found it. Coffin. I wonder where they put it, for heaven's sake. 16 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. This is Sean Escoffery. Here comes the rain.
Here again. Here comes the rain again.
falling on my head like a memory, falling on my head like a new emotion. I wanna walk in the open wind. I wanna talk like lovers do. I wanna dive into your ocean. Is it raining with you? So baby, talk to me like lovers do. Walk with me like lovers do. Talk to me. Talk to you.
Lovely, isn't it? Seanus Godfrey, and he's featuring on that track Andrea Triana, and Here Comes the Rain Again. Breakfast show time, 13 before the hour of 9 o'clock, and don't forget, top of the hour, if you did miss the news at 8, we got it for you again at 9 o'clock. Last hour, we'll check in, see what Yasmin's been up to, and also perhaps we never know, we might find a couple of tracks from this day, born on this day in music, or this day in music in general. Still to come here on this morning's breakfast show.
I shook you up.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here.
Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carol Bell Carbleon are on channel 866, your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this.
And it seems like the harder I try, over and over, I'm right back where I began. But you understand, oh girl, when nothing else in this world goes right. Oh, I just wanna.
This first chord is called What Kind of Man Would I Be? And that is Chicago there, here on this morning's program. And Lucy, I've got one more. Take us to the top of the hour. Great combination. This is Charlie Puth, and he's singing on this one with a great favourite of mine from the 1970s and 80s, James Taylor.
Why are we looking down on our sisters and brothers? Isn't love all that we got? Don't we know everyone's got a father and mother? The day we know we're all the same together, we can make that.
look around, there are too many of us crying, and not enough love to go round. Oh, what a waste, another day, another good one dying.
But I know that the world will change the day we know we're all the same.
Deny somebody of a chance to be their selves.
What a waste it would be if we heard from nothing. But I know that the world can change the day we know we're all the same.
Why can't we just
why can't we just get along?
Why can't we just
get along?
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Oh,
fade away. I can't forget the day we left. Time is so kind. And life is so cruel without you.
Amazing voice, isn't it? One of my favorite voices of all time. Tony Braxton there, and that was Unbreak My Heart. And I was just looking, actually, because her last album, I think, was Spell My Name, I think it was. That was in 2020, which I haven't got a copy. I must sort of try and get hold of that. There she is. So that's Tony Braxton. She comes from a place called, well, she was born in a place called Severn in Maryland. Singer, songwriter, actress as well, and a TV personality. Oh, doesn't mention anything about radio. She's active. She's been going since 1989 in the business. And she got married in 2016. And her partner, her husband, Birdman, an American rapper and record executive. Wouldn't want to be married because somebody keeps rapping at me. Birdman, his name, real name, Brian Christopher Williams. There we go. What a great pair. Tony Braxton, lover. This is Roxana from the Police. Two in a row, then we're going to check in with Yasmin.
Street was hounded by the press, and you got to press ahead. For every movie that you've seen tells you your heart is on the Joy-Con knob. But your smile is on the basement looking so. You're simply a peach. You that that girl doesn't come here anymore. I can assure you that that girl doesn't come here anymore.
It's not in your nature to be spiteful like the rival. Rest and be thankful. You have the honey at the core.
There we go, that was one of our honey songs, actually, for this morning as well. Friends Again and Honey at the Core. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. It is, if you keep an eye on the time, 26 and a half minutes exactly after the hour of 9 o'clock. Time for me to, put on my noisy shoes, take a wander down the corridor and see what's happening down there. I see it's raining here as well then, yes?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Good morning. I tell you, because, you know, I sort of, we sleep in there now with the window open at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm so probably woke up a couple of times during the night. I can't remember what time. It was raining, I think, nearly all night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was there any flooding when you drove in this morning or not?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, so I guess it's not been raining hard.
Exactly,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Miserable day there.
No, it was nice.
You're like Mary Lou, aren't you?
Of course.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not hot.
No, it's not. I don't mind the heat too much, but, well, I don't go out if it's too hot. It's as easy as that. But, no, this weather is just like living in London, really.
I love it.
So, and how's life with Yasmin? And Ian, how's he doing?
Oh, good, thank you.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, well,
because you were telling me he's sort of... His sort of saxophone is sort of coming on, but he doesn't like to practice at home.
Well, this week they cannot practice either at the school because they got a few cases of COVID.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So
it's not easy playing with a mask on, is it?
Exactly.
So I guess they've got to wear their mask.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I suppose you cut a little slit in there. Oh, well, that's sensible anyway.
Yeah.
But he can still practice at home, can't he?
Yeah. We are trying.
Yeah, we're trying. Oh, I told him he could come here and he could play to La La the Parrot.
See he probably will be scared.
See who wins.
Yes.
I can just imagine La La there with his wings over his ears. Oh, wonderful. Okay, so what did you do yesterday? Anything special after the show?
Yesterday, no.
No?
No.
And today?
No, not today.
Oh, we're a bit short of invites this week, are we?
Well, I got an invitation for Thursday.
Ah, okay.
From the French embassy. It's going to be about a French artist that is coming. Mm-hmm. It's coming soon. So we'll know more about that on Thursday.
Oh, okay. That's interesting then.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I tell you what, I got a message from a friend of ours, always listens to The Breakfast Show.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher Altman. Because he said they've got a, I think his wife's to do with the organizing of it, but they've got a Feria de Recicle.
Reciclaje.
Yes, right, okay.
Because this is a month of recycling.
Ah, it is recycling month.
Mm-hmm.
I better be careful then, otherwise I'm going to get So that is going to be at Dos Mares, and that's on Saturday, that's the 21st, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. It says Urban Dos Mares Parque at Atlantico in Cai Mediterraneo. Oh, that sounds nice, doesn't it? Does it sound posh? That's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday. But we'll keep reminding everybody, won't we? Yes.
Exactly, yeah.
And we'll be on our list on Friday as well.
Mm-hmm.
You've been rummaging for this day in music. What have you come across for today?
Mm-hmm. Born this day in music, born in 1953.
Mm-hmm.
George Johnson from American funk Motown and R&B band Brothers Johnson. Their greatest success were three singles topping the R&B charts, I'll Be Good to You, Strawberry, Letter 23, and Stomp.
Okay, and I've got the number one there, I'll Be Good to You.
I wanna know.
Oh, there we go. Yes, that's the Brothers Johnson, and I'll Be Good to You. Some good soul funk there, Jess.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like that type of music.
Yes. Did you remember that song?
I do.
Okay.
Not as much as well as many others, but I mean, as soon as I heard it, oh yes, I remember that one.
Oh, okay.
Good one. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's continue with the second
okay.
one.
Vernie.
Uh-huh. He was born in 1971. From British R&B girl group. Oh, she, it's a girl.
Yeah, oh, wait, and let me see how long it takes. It's a little bit like, we've had a couple of sort of, so a couple of guests, haven't we, recently,
uh-huh.
which have been because we had Stuart, who was
yeah.
a lady,
uh-huh.
and then we had Winnie, uh-huh. Winnie T, who's a gentleman. So I could be Geraldine, really.
Right. So, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah, this is a girl, Bernie Bennett.
Bernie Bennett, yeah.
Mm-hmm. From the girl group Eternal, who had the 1997 UK number one single, I Wanna Be the Only One, and the 1993 UK number two album, Always and Forever.
And here's that single. There we go, that's Bernie there, and that's with Eternal.
Mm-hmm.
And that was also, by the way, featuring on their Baby Weenans, it says on that particular song.
Mm-hmm. I remember that one.
Yeah, me too, yeah. I want to be the only one.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's it then, yes. You're going to go off and enjoy your day.
Oh, yes.
Good, mm-hmm. Good. I think I will too. We've got Andreas tomorrow. Do we know if he's coming in tomorrow?
Yeah, I guess he's coming.
Oh, good.
But I have
good.
To ask him the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said there wasn't much coming out the movies, was there? So no capes this week, probably then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to
We'll
ask
see.
Him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Yes, have a great day.
Thank you.
Enjoy your Tuesday. Of course, tomorrow's the middle of the week already.
Oh, yeah.
WTW tomorrow.
Yeah.
Soon be Friday. Okay, guys, take care.
Bye.
Have fun. And time on The Breakfast Show. We are 19 and a half minutes from the hour of 10 o'clock. Of those funky tracks, as for love, the girl is bad. We're 15 minutes away from the hour of 10 o'clock here on 89.3 Cool FM. It is the Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. Keeping it funky, I think. This is Barbara Mason, Another Man. Mason there and Another Man.
I thought he was calling out my name, but it evidently was
time on the Breakfast Show, we're 10 and a half minutes, and that's before the hour of 10 o'clock when I disappear off for the day. I was just looking at some of the things happening today. The first public congressional hearing into UFO sightings in the US in over 50 years is being held today, Tuesday.
The highly anticipated testimony from two top military officials, they say here, is anticipated with probing the sightings that will be closely watched after decades of secrecy. Now, the Pentagon brass are expected to say that it has been a struggle to unearth witness accounts from government workers concerned about job security. So this can be interesting, isn't it? Do you believe? I do. We are not alone. Take us towards the end of this morning's program. This is Alan Harris. You bring the best out in me. That's it. Oh, Alan Harris, and you bring out the best in me. and you do as well. And that's it for this morning. Been a fun little morning. Just it's been a music morning. We had 2 hours of songs to do with honey this morning, didn't we? Don't ask me why. It was just a whim. Ending up this morning's program, a little bit of funk. So that was all rather nice. And that's it. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Tomorrow being WTW. Welcome to Wednesday already. Thanks go out this morning, of course, to our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid McCartney, for her everyday story in rainy country folk today. To my producer, Yasmin, here in the Breakfast Show studio, for taking a look as well today at people born on this day in music. Big thanks for that. Also, for all the production work she does here in the studio and all our social media and everything. Big thanks also to this morning goes to Neil, our co-producer here on The Breakfast Show. And he's only got about a week or so left. He leaves coming on next Sunday. It's a week next Sunday he leaves. He has to go back to the UK. It's all on that personal business. So it's been a short trip, but I miss him. But we still keep him. We still annoy him, even over there. Oh, and Lala's woken up. Big thanks to Boys and Girls of Group of Grada, keep us up and running as always to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Do stay tuned to 89.3, plenty of great stuff coming through the rest of the day. As I said, I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, whatever it is you're doing between now and then. Please, please, please do it carefully. All right, remember what I'm saying? What do I want to be doing tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.